Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go from Croatia with the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics, where today we're going to be talking about the following, not sure it's really hot, but much needed topic. Becoming a better student of Scripture. Again, it's not necessarily a hot topic, but I think it's a very pertinent, relevant one for people in the church, people who are believers. You know, we all want to be more disciplined when it comes to studying the Scriptures. We want to benefit from it, right? We want to know, you know, draw closer to the Lord as He reveals Himself to us through His Word. We want to be able to worship Him and honor Him, live for Him, submit to Him, and bring glory to Him, right? But if truth be told, a lot of times, well-meaning Christians, maybe you struggle when it comes to studying the Bible, right? Maybe your schedule is very hurried. You don't have a lot of time in the morning. You come home at night after work or, you know, dealing with the kids or whatever it may be, and you're exhausted. And so you find yourself, you know, less and less taking the time to dig into the Scriptures and become a better student of the Scriptures, right? And so today will be part one of what will likely be a two-part series. It might go to three. It depends. But what I want to do is I taught this subject, wow, several times in the church that I have the honor to pastor, and it really was timely for a lot of people, I think very helpful. And one of the things I've tried to do is try to make it very simple, right? Very simple, very orderly, kind of like I put together a paradigm, so to speak, that you can write down some key words and just follow the logic, the rationale, the progression, with the goal of hopefully helping you become a better student of Scripture. Okay? So let's start with the first key word. You can write down number one. The first key word when it comes to becoming a better student of Scripture, the goal. Actually, that's two words, but just put one, goal. Okay? What is the goal? Why do we want to become better students of Scripture? Let me show you a couple verses here. Go to Psalm 119. And I don't know how far I'll get today on this paradigm, but we'll go as far as we can, and then we'll pick it up and hopefully conclude it next time. Psalm 119. This is a wonderful prayer from the psalmist. Verse 38. He says, "Establish your word to your servant. God, would you please help me become a better student of Scripture? Establish your word in my life, me, your servant. Why? So that I can show off to everybody, showing them how smart I am? No. So that I can use the Bible as a hammer to beat down other Christians? No. So that I can show off my intellectual capacity? impressing others with how smart I am? No, 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 no. What is the goal of becoming a better student of Scripture? So that, the psalmist says, it produces reverence for you. Boom. The goal of studying the Scriptures is to draw closer to, have a greater understanding of, and a deeper love for the God of the Scriptures, right? We're not interested in learning more to impress others. We're not interested in learning more to beat down others. We're not interested in learning more to puff ourselves up. We have one goal. Establish, O God, your word to me, your servant. Why? So that it produces reverence for you. That's point number one in this paradigm. When it comes to becoming a better student of Scripture, we've got to ask ourselves the question, what's the goal? There's your answer, right? We want to study the Word of God so that we can revere more and more the God of the Word. Make sense? So when you start, let's say tomorrow morning, studying the Word, because you want to become a better student, start out with this prayer. Most gracious Holy Spirit, teacher of truth, would you please help me become a better student of the Word so that it produces greater reverence for you, the triune God? That's a prayer that will be answered because we exist to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever, right? So that's point number one, the goal of our paradigm. Point number two, the reality. Again, that's two words, but that's okay. Just write down reality. The reality. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Here's the reality. Verse 14. A natural man, somebody who is not born again, an unbeliever, a person who is dead to God, a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit inspired the Holy Scriptures. So we're told here very clearly the reality that a non-believer does not accept the Holy Scriptures. Not only that, we're told, they are foolishness to him. In the Greek, the word is moros, where we get our English word moron or moronic. What does a non-believer, a person who is not regenerated, a person who's not born again, what does every non-believer think of the Scriptures? They are moronic. That's the reality. He cannot, as we continue the verse, understand them because they're spiritually appraised or discerned. They're not born again. So how do we become a better student of Scripture? Number one, what's the goal? We saw in Psalm 119, verse 38, that it produces greater reverence for the God of the Word. Point number two in our paradigm, the reality we all have to understand. A non-believer cannot become a better student of Scripture, right? Because what do they think of the Scriptures? Now, wait a second, Andrew. I know certain people, certain scholars who claim they're non-believers, but boy, they read the Bible all the time. Why? What is their goal? You think it's that They read the Bible that it produces greater reverence for the Lord. No way. They read the Bible to try to find holes in it so they can blaspheme the God of the Word. They read the Bible to try to discredit it, right? Because as a non-believer, again, a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God. They're foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because he's spiritually dead. These are spiritual words inspired by the Holy Spirit for those who are spiritually alive. So, the reality is, if you are not born again right now, you cannot become a true student of the Scriptures, and you certainly cannot become a better student of the Scriptures. Right? Which leads to point number three in our paradigm. We know the goal, point number one, that we study the Word so that it produces greater reverence for the God of the Word. We know the reality, point number two, that a non-believer cannot study the Word truly, will not understand the Word truly, because that person is spiritually dead to God. Which leads to point number three, regeneration. That's one word. That's good, right? A person must first be born again. Born in the spiritual realm. Go to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. You've been born again. Not of seed, which is perishable. Not based on worldly philosophy or individual intellectualism. No, you've been born again. You're born again. Not of seed that is perishable, but of seed that is imperishable. What is that? Answer, the living and enduring Word of God. Wait a second, Andrew. Didn't we just learn point number two in the paradigm? The reality that a non-believer cannot understand the Word of God, will not accept the things of the Word of God, actually considers the Word of God moronic. Oh yeah, that's what Scripture says. But point number three of our paradigm, regeneration. How is a non-believer made alive in the spiritual realm? The Holy Spirit uses the very holy Scriptures that he inspired. The Holy Spirit uses the holy Scriptures that a non-believer thinks is moronic. The Holy Spirit uses the holy Scriptures to, boom, make that person alive in the spiritual realm so that nobody can boast and say, well, I found God. I, showed enough intellectual capacity to finally say, yeah, I'm ready to be born again. No, 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 no. Prior to being born again, what does every non-believer, including you and me, before we were born again, what did we think of the Holy Scriptures? They don't make sense to me. I don't understand them. It's all Greek to me, right? Moronic. Yet the Holy Spirit use the means of the Word proclaimed to regenerate you. You, me, who used to think the Scriptures were moronic. The Holy Spirit used the means of the Word proclaimed to make you alive in the spiritual realm. So that, as a born-again believer, now you can actually understand the Scriptures. Now, you actually accept the things in the Scriptures. Now, you no longer consider the Scriptures moronic. you consider them more valuable than all the gold and silver in the world, because it is the Word of God that allows you to learn more and more about the God of the Word. Do you see it? So our paradigm. How do you become a better student of Scripture? Number one, what's our goal? That it produces greater reverence for our triune God. Number two, what's the reality? Non-believer cannot be a true student of the Word of God. Certainly cannot become a better student of the Word of God. Why? Because the non-believer is dead to God. Which leads us to point number three of our paradigm, regeneration. A person, in order to become a student of the Scripture, a person must first be regenerated, made alive in the spiritual realm, born again. How is that done? The Holy Spirit uses the Holy Scriptures proclaimed to take that person from spiritual death to spiritual life. So that person now is a child of God. That person now has a true hunger for the Word of God, because that person now is alive to God, right? So as a born-again believer, somebody who's just recently become born again, think about how they just entered the Holy Spirit school of instruction. Maybe that young born-again believer is just right now in, what is it, preschool, maybe kindergarten, but it's okay. What's our goal? We want to become better students of Scripture, right? So that it produces greater reverence for our triune God. We want to know Him more, love Him more, worship Him more, submit to Him more, obey Him more, live for Him more, glorify Him more, proclaim Him more. But you can't do that if you're dead to God. You first have to be made alive to God. And now, point number four, as a born-again believer, write down this word, point number four, reality. Let's go back to reality again. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians 2, verse 15 and 16. Now you're born again. He who is spiritually born again, appraises all things, yet he himself is appraised by no one. For who has known, verse 16, the mind of the Lord that he will instruct him? Nobody. But look what it says about us as born again believers. End of verse 16. We have what? The mind of Christ. What in the world does that mean, Andrew? Look at me. Here's the mind of Christ, the Holy Scriptures. That's the reality, point number four. Once you're born again, now you have eyes to see, a mind to understand, a heart to believe, a will that desires to obey. So we know the goal of becoming a better student of Scripture, point number one. We know the reality, point number two, of every non-believer. We know, point number three, that's why the Holy Spirit first has to make you alive in the spiritual realm. So that, point number four, now that you have eyes to see and a mind to understand, you have the mind of Christ. That's the reality, point number four, for you as a born-again believer. Now you can become a better student, right, of the Scriptures, because you have the mind of Christ. You don't have to sit there and say, I wonder what Jesus thinks about, greed. You don't have to speculate. You just go read Luke chapter 12, parable of the greedy rich man. I wonder what Jesus thinks about lust, anger. You don't have to speculate. You have the mind of Christ. Just go to Matthew 5. I wonder what Jesus thinks about you know, you don't have to speculate. You have the mind of Christ. So, the goal of becoming a better student produces more reverence to your triune God. Number two, the reality, the bad news, a non-believer is not a student of the Scriptures, cannot be a student of the Scriptures while he's a non-believer, considers the Scriptures moronic because he's dead to God. Point number three, he first has to be regenerated by the Holy Spirit, where the Holy Spirit uses the means of the Word to make that dead person alive in the spiritual realm. Which then, point number four, gives us a new reality. You're alive. And you have the mind of Christ. Now, Christian, you're a student in the school of Christ. Make sense? But let's not get ahead of ourselves and think, okay, now that I'm regenerated, now that I have the Holy Scriptures, now that I have the Holy Spirit, this is smooth sailing. Boom! I can just become a phenomenal student of the Scriptures, right? Wrong. How were you regenerated? What did you have to do with it?
Nothing.
Right? You needed the Holy Spirit to make you alive. Well, guess what? Fifth point of our paradigm, and I'll conclude here for today. You still need the Holy Spirit. Yes, even as a born-again believer. To teach you. You want to write down the word? Point number five, illumination. Go to Psalm 119. The Holy Spirit regenerated you, right? Through the word proclaimed. And now, as a born-again believer, the Holy Spirit illuminates truth to you. Yes, you have the mind of Christ, the Holy Scriptures. But you're not going to become a better student of the Scriptures just by thinking you can do it on your own. No. You need the teacher, the divine teacher, the teacher of truth daily to illuminate your eyes, your mind, your heart, your will to the depths of Scripture, to understanding how Scripture connects with other Scriptures. You need the ministry of illumination by the Holy Spirit. Here's a great prayer when it comes to that. Psalm 119, verses 17 and 18. The psalmist prays, deal bountifully with your servant that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes. I need you, Holy Spirit, daily. Yes, as a born-again believer, to illuminate truth to me so I can clearly understand it, properly interpret it, and live it. Open my eyes that I may behold wonderful things from your law. Point number one, what's the goal of becoming a better student? That it produces greater reverence for the God of the Word. Point number two, the sad reality is a non-believer, you cannot be a student of the Word of God. You consider the Holy Scriptures moronic. That's why point number three, you first need to be regenerated by God the Holy Spirit, who uses the Holy Scriptures to take people from spiritual death to spiritual life. So that point number four, the new reality, the good reality is that you're a born-again believer, ready? And you have the mind of Christ, the Holy Scriptures. You're ready now to start studying and become a better student. But point number five, don't you dare wade into the treasures of Scripture without the divine teacher teaching you. Yes, Christ has given to his church pastor teachers, But every born to help you. But again, on your own, you can study the scriptures as a believer. But you still need the illuminating power of God, the Holy Spirit. So tomorrow morning when you wake up and you open the Bible, this is what I do all the time. I never start studying the scriptures without first asking my teacher, the divine teacher, Holy Spirit, please open my eyes that I may behold the wonderful things in your word. I'm not going to wade into the scriptures thinking that I, Andrew, based on my intellect, am going to understand things? No way. That's arrogance and that's dangerous. No, we need the helper, right? Deal bountifully with your servant that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes that I may behold wonderful things from your law. These 5 points that we went over today are a start to kind of help you. Hopefully you wrote down the key words. You understand the scriptures we went to. We know what our goal is. Greater reverence for the Lord. We know the sad reality is non-believers cannot understand the word, will not understand the word. That's why point number 3, you must be regenerated by God, the Holy Spirit. So that point number 4, the new reality, you're alive now in the spiritual realm. You have the mind of Christ. So that point number 5, you can pray daily to the Holy Spirit who is with you and in you and ask him to teach you, to help you, to open your eyes so that you can become a better student of Scripture.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.